bill after bill. The cavity, root canal, side partial, this bridge, that bridge, the cantilever bridge, the extractions.
The problem's getting worse and worse and worse, and it's just literally in the thousands.
So I tried and fought so hard and did whatever my dentist wanted me to do to save my teeth.
Combined, they wasted thousands of dollars on solutions that didn't work for them. So what did they finally do to stop throwing their money away? How much did it impact you financially? Like trying to fix your teeth, trying to get stuff done? How much money kind of on a, like maybe a range or whatever do you think you spent trying to get things fixed?
Oh, that's an ugly thought.
Yeah.
I went in and I knew there was gonna be a big bill after. And I had to work really, really hard to pay off that bill before I could go back in and get another big bill and then work really hard to pay that off. Because you can't go back until you pay off the bill.
Yeah, that's right.
So as much, I mean, money as I've spent, oh my, sugar magnolias. I couldn't even guess, but it was pretty painful. Because, you know, people say, oh, you'll have, if you get implants, oh, it's so expensive. Oh, well, so is my root canal. So is this bridge. So is that. So is my partial. So are the extractions. So is the infection. So is the cantilever bridge. So is the cavity.
Like reoccurring, it sounds
all
like.
Reoccurring.
A little. Yeah.
All reoccurring. And they were all bill after bill. And if I had an infection at the end of the year, like Robert, I'm eating Advil until the new year, January 1st comes. It's like, oh, baby, get me in. I got to have this taken care of, please.
Easily spent over the course of the last 20 years. Equivalent to or more than what these implants cost.
Wow.
I would agree.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I asked a lot of people in my life when I heard the news, I asked a lot of people how much they'd spent, you know, who are the older, I'll say the older generation, the wiser ones. And they told me anywhere between 15 to upwards of 50 grand to fix everything that was going on with theirs. And then when I asked the dentist how much the bill would be for me, so let's pretend I don't go implants, let's just pretend that I try to fix and salvage, how much am I looking at? And they said about the same. So to me, it would make more sense to learn from the wise ones, you know, who said, don't play around, just go straight to it, because I would do that. Yeah, if I could go back, that's what I would do. So I decided, okay, that's what I'm going to do, is avoid paying twice the same amount, in my mind anyway, my lifetime of dental work, if it would equal approximately about the same price as just doing it now for full implants. I'm a fool not to do that, because there's no guarantee that with the dental work that they do, that it would actually salvage the teeth. So it's pointless to spend the money without that guarantee of, hey, it's going to be fine, and then having to pay for it again. So now I've just doubled the load, you know, for no reason. So for me, it was more proactive preventative versus risking it, because I didn't feel comfortable with the idea of, well, if I don't do this now proactively, will I even be able to do it later? Is this going to be something that I can do, considering the bone loss? If I wait long enough, I will no longer be a candidate. So I'm safe now to do it. And being that they wish they could have done that, I'm going to just take the word and go with it.
That's a very realistic way to look, you know, at things. I appreciate how you are looking into that, because that is extremely true. I mean, from my early 20s, and I had problems all through. I didn't get my beautiful teeth until I was 50, after I turned 50. But all of that money, all of those infections, all of the, you know, the bone loss that I had had, if I had waited any longer, I wouldn't have had any, the bone on the top. I would have had those, had to have the zygome lights up there. So yeah, you have a beautiful way of looking at things. That's really cool.
Thank you. I credit the wise ones in my life.
Thank you, wise ones. So did your reoccurring visits to the dentist, did that make you start to have even maybe a fear towards the dentist, or that, you know, they weren't very trustworthy. I guess, what were your thoughts after continually going back and trying to get things done? What was your view of the dentist overall?
Me overall, it was, you know, they want to do little bits at a time, and you have a few problems and you want to get those few problems fixed. But you know, you're in there for 30 minutes or an hour, and then, oh, we'll set you another appointment. And I had a couple cases. I traveled building oil refineries around the world. So it's hard to get a good dentist to take care of a problem in Saudi Arabia or Trinidad or places like that, right? So you end up just putting up with it because, you know, you're gone. You can't get back to your homeland to actually see what I would consider a real dentist. So by the time all that's said and done, you know, the problem is getting worse and worse and worse. And, you know, then here you are. You know, you're spending more money because now you have more problems, and it's in the thousands. It's just literally in the thousands.
I had always just followed what my dentist told me to do.
Me too.
You do this. But I wanted to save my teeth. I was in a position in my life where it was like, I don't not want to have teeth. I'm in my early 20s. I'm having babies. I want my teeth. So I tried and fought so hard and did whatever my dentist wanted me to do to save my teeth.
That's exactly what I did too.
Yeah. See, and I'm
because
your opposite,
you
I guess.
You don't
I
know what you don't know. That.
Right. Yeah. You, well, you don't, and it's crazy. It's crazy because at the end of the day, when you consider the fact, right, and if the bill is the biggest problem, you think about a holistic view of it, of how much you spent in the dentist's office. And a lot of us are trying to maximize our insurance, but the insurance only covers so much. So you end up dealing with a lot of the pain, you know. And in my instance, I'm going to hate admitting this, but in my instance, I did not like going to the dentist. The dentist scared me like half to death. So I only really went to the dentist when I had like super amounts of pain because I knew that it wasn't going to go away. An infection could potentially kill you. So
that's when
I went to the dentist. But it's hard to keep, especially when you need a lot of work. It's hard to pay for that. And to find a dentist, one that's good, and two, that's not insane prices. That's just, wait.
I can only imagine. Robert, what were you going to say?
I went to a dentist in Trinidad one time, and he had to do a root canal. But, you know, it cost me like $4,500 US to do a root canal in Trinidad. But I had no option, right?
Right.
I was over there for months building an LNG plant. So it's just, you know, you follow these professional advice of these dentists, and over the course of 10, 15, 20 years, you've spent so much money, right? Trying to save your teeth, like Leslie was saying. But, you know, you just get to the point where you can't anymore. But, you know, what we've done here wasn't for Leslie and I, for sure, wasn't available when we was in our 20s and 30s. We had to do what the dentist recommend, you know, so... Thank God for the technology today.
Amen to that.
Seriously. When did you start to consider dental implants? And then more so, from all like the research that you've done, what made Nuvia stand out to you?
Oh, in my early 20s, when I had to have that naughty word partial, I knew I did not want dentures. Because every time I clicked that sucker in and I had lost my bottom chomper, so it actually clicked to my wisdom teeth, and it had the metal rings, and every time it clicked on, it hurt, and every time I pulled it out, it hurt the bar across the back where my gums are and the back against my teeth started wearing thin, and every time I ate, it didn't matter what it was painful. So I can say in my early 20s, and I had that partial, I knew then, okay, this mama gonna have to have something later on in life.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm only 22 right now.
Yeah.
Later on, mama's gonna have to have some money for implants.
Because
there's no way. I just knew there was no way.
There's no way.
So, when they told me I had to have what I had left at my bottom coming out, and in 4 months I was gonna have a wedding and a college graduation, and I had no idea about consultations. So that's when I started to go against what my dentist wanted me to do. And I looked for myself. And when I saw, oh, you can get them screwed in the next day and not have to deal with it. Oh, sign me up. I want to go see. I want to go see. Me, 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 me. So it was so intriguing. I actually put Nuvia at the bottom of my list. They were my last consultation. And wow. I was pretty grateful for that because I got to listen to three other companies say what they said. And so when I got to listen to Nuvia, it was far more intriguing for me in my position at that time to be able to have that 24-hour fixed arches in. Because, you know, I will admit it till day's end. I don't want my husband to see me without teeth. I've seen me without teeth.
And you didn't like it, did you?
No, it is not attractive.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
And if I have to be in the hospital and have a gallbladder taken out, and they ask me, you got anything that comes out? No, honey, these are permanent. Having a wedding our oldest daughter got married, and that is like a huge deal. That is like forever photos on the wall. And one of our daughters was graduating from college, and it was a big deal because it was right after COVID. And we didn't know if she was going to have a graduation or if they were not going to have graduation because of it. So it was a really big deal. And to not have to worry about literally losing fake teeth out, like dentures, or biting into something and losing my front natural tooth. That was terrifying for me. So, yeah, 24 hours, baby.
That is a big factor in it, right? So I went to the same. I went to everybody that offered dental implants. And to me, I felt like they just wanted to sell me something, get me in and out of there. And I have two friends that actually flew to Mexico and had implants done. And they looked like chiclets. They didn't really look like teeth.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I call them. And the amount of trips they had to keep going down there. Now, they got these done for about 10 grand. And finally, one of them has been a little over a year, and they're starting to come around and look like teeth. So then I went and saw Nuvia, and they, you know, it's not the teeth by the night like you hear. It's teeth in 24 hours. So when I went and saw them and got the consultation and saw the price, and yeah, I got a little sticker shock. I'm not going to try to kid nobody. But after that was over, I went home and I figured, you know what? I'm just going to see how long I can deal with it. Like I hadn't been dealing with it long enough already. So it was actually another year and 2 months before I finally decided to go back to Nuvia and put my deposit. And then it was just as fast as I could get it done from there, you know, and being a little nervous too, you know, everybody's a little nervous when you think about it. So.
Well, congratulations. Yeah.
Nuvia is the best. I mean, they're just straight up the best.
I 100% agree.
And then when you went in, you wasn't treated like they were trying to sell you something, right? They told me what I needed, told me what they could do, and told me the price, and they didn't pressure me. Yeah. They didn't call me and check on me. It's okay, you're going to think about it? Go think about it. You know, over a year later, I thought a little too long, in my opinion. I should have got it done sooner, but, you know. Yeah, Nuvia.
I actually spent a week straight, solid, researching different dental implant places, the difference between dentures and implants. A lot of the stuff that I looked at was the results before and after, because the chiclet thing is real. I did not want that for myself. I think for me, with all the research that I did, I also had a friend of mine and also my foster mom got their teeth done through Nuvia. So it started with foster mom, who recommended another friend, and then that friend recommended it to me. So I guess we could say it's a family business now, where all of us go to Nuvia who need implants. But I was lucky enough to know two folks personally who I can ask very personal questions to, and I knew kind of what to expect. I didn't know what the price range would be exactly, but I was given a range. So I came back home, and then myself and the other half sat down to say, okay, what can we do? How can we do this? I was directed to visit the online site And I was directed to the actual quiz. And then I was terrified to take it, but I took it. It didn't take long at all. It took literally seconds. And then from there, it was setting up the consultation from that 60-second quiz. And then, yeah, that's how it all started. So if you want to take that quiz, you can find it in the description below. So I was really prepared and I kind of knew what the expectation was going to be. It was pretty clear. So when I came in, we did the consultation. They finished talking. Before they could finish, I said, sign me up. They said, are you sure? I'm sure. So I was blessed enough to be able to essentially sign up the same day as the consultation. My biggest fear was that I wouldn't be a candidate because of the bone loss, but they made it work. So yeah, I called them the luxury dentist. That's what I called my team in Phoenix. As I told them that, I was like, I hope you know you're like the luxury dental of all the dentals. Between the little bottles of water, the little treats, with everybody knowing what's going on.
The,
are you good?
The,
are you okay?
And the little chapstick, by the way.
I love that.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm actually using
I've definitely been back to get to re-up on my chapstick.
Yeah,
as you should. As you should.
They were so nice.
Yes.
They welcomed me by my name. I walked in. I had no idea who they were. And I was terrified. And I walked through those beautiful doors. And they were so nice. It was like, wow, not even my dentist was not that nice to me after a couple of decades.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't like, welcome, you know, it was genuine kindness. And so that right off the bat, they allowed me to feel comfortable walking into an uncomfortable situation.
They greet you by your name when you walk in the door, the first time you show up there.
Yeah.
When they told you, you know, kind of the range of 450 to 900 for a full mouth, what were you feeling and what made you say, I'm going to get this done regardless? How did you justify it is what I'm asking. What made you be like, yep, I'm doing this right now?
I justified it simply by my health. My health was declining. I knew it. I felt it. I could see it in the mirror, you know. Because of that, I figured the only way I was going to get my health back was to have these implants done. So it just seemed like the right thing to do. And because it was most important for me to invest in myself. Mm-hmm. You know, we can buy homes and cars and do all those things you want to do, but if we don't have health, none of it's any good to us.
Yeah.
Yep. That's funny that you bring it up that way. So what we did is we pulled apart our budget for the last 2 years to see how much quote unquote frivolous money we spent. So like Starbucks or, you know, extracurricular stuff or tickets to movies or, you know, any of the fun stuff, if you will, to total up how much do we actually spend? Because, I mean, I know we have a certain amount of money that we have a month. And if we're not paying attention to our budget, it's very easy to just blow through it. So we actually got very serious with our budget. And that's when we learned we actually have a lot more money per month that can go out. For medical expenses and things of that nature, where if we cut the budget down just a bit for the fund expenditures, we could afford it fairly easy. Of course, we would be without Starbucks and we'd have to make it at home. But other than that, it was fairly simple to break down the budget to where we could find extra money that we didn't realize we had. And it helped us with budgeting. So,
wow, that's awesome. That's really great.
You know, I used to be a smoker, so... Just quitting that alone.
That spends a lot.
We'll pay for these.
That's so awesome. Congratulations on quitting.
I've smoked a couple packs a day for over 30 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, good for you.
Probably it did not help the teeth problem that I was having. It probably made it worse, you know? So, but yeah, that easily pays for it. And I've seen so many people on the Smile Maker talk about how they quit smoking and the math just worked out. Well, what they were spending in cigarettes paid for their teeth. So yeah, this is great.
Yep.
So if you really want it, you can figure it out.
What about like surgery day? How were your, you know, kind of fears? Were you scared for going under or even like, oh my goodness, all my teeth are coming out? What were your kind of thoughts?
No, so that's the only part that made me nervous was the anesthesia. You know, I had brain surgery years ago and I just didn't ever want to be put to sleep again. So that was my biggest fear was the anesthesia. And everybody kept saying, oh, you're going to have the best nap ever. And they was 100% correct. All I remember is Mr. Rose. It was not really good. But I'll tell you what, I had mine done in Houston. But because of the bone loss, they brought a surgeon in from Austin to do it. Amazing. Wow.
Dr. Krieger?
Yes. Yes. He sat down with me that morning at 6:30. It was only him and I and the anesthesiologist guy there. And he talked to me for about 30 minutes, explained everything he was going to be doing. Great guy. Smooth as ever. I had very minimal swelling when it was all over. And I had one little bruise about the size of a pencil.
Wow.
Really no discomfort, none of the above. It was very, very great experience. Very great experience.
Agreed. I actually told my peoples, I wish that they could handle everything in my life that way that was unpleasant. Can you just let me nap, you handle it, and then bring me back when you're done.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
How it should be, right?
For me, I cried like Lucille Ball. The whole night before, the whole morning, couldn't have my coffee. You know, you're going in for surgery, and all I can think about was, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to have any teeth. I'm going to do this. This is time. I'm going to do this. I get there. I tell him, take my picture for the last time. I don't know what's going to happen after today. And, you know, they handled me so sweetly. They weren't like overly cheerleader. They were so kind and they were so happy for me. And they were so happy that I was there that morning. And it was such a good feeling, even though I was terrified. My anxiety was through the roof. I had all these nightmare things thinking about what am I going to look like? Because you don't know, this is our last chance. And to have, knowing it's my last chance and being terrified and having somebody walk me down, it's like the longest hall, even though it's like maybe 10 steps. It felt like it was forever, but she made me feel comfortable. She made me not feel happy about it, but she made me feel comfortable. And she let me feel that I'm going to be okay, that nothing bad is going to happen. And it was a comfort. It was a comfort for me after I had gotten there. Oh, but honey, the bad before.
I feel okay, that. So I feel that. I actually have pictures of me with no teeth, and we use it within the inside family, right? Just like the kids and the other half, just because it's such a cute picture. Because I was coming out of the anesthesia. It was the same night, and I was so happy. They said I was super happy, and that I kept tooting like Popeye, you know, chasing the girls around and whatnot. And the picture is just so joyful, even though I don't have any teeth in. I'm just so happy that I'm getting my teeth, you know. And I kept telling all the kids and everybody that would listen, yeah, I've got new teeth, but I couldn't say it because I couldn't speak right.
That's so precious.
I didn't even look at my day of surgery.
So that kind of brings me to, you know, you go have surgery, you go home. Next day, you know, not like other solutions where you might get a temporary set of teeth the next day or conversion denture. You're getting your permanent set of teeth. So walk me through the first thoughts when you're looking at yourself in the mirror for the first time. What was going through your head? Tell me about it.
I think mine was shock. It's just pure shock. So there was no emotion because I was so overwhelmed and it was so stimulating that I couldn't react. Like on the inside, I was reacting, but on the outside, I was sitting there still just shocked. Just
right. That's like, fair.
I kept smiling, but going, no, it's not real. It's not, no. It was so perfect, you know, like we were talking earlier, you know, and we can't stop smiling. You know, at work, I'm smiling all the time, and we're going through something very, very serious. It's a very serious presentation. It's very serious subject matter.
Alan.
And I'm just sitting there like.
Exactly.
You know, and my boss, it was funny because my boss took me aside. And he's like, what's going on with you? And I said, what do you mean? He said, you can't stop smiling. It's serious. I need you to kind of tone down. I mean, I'm happy that you're happy, but just tone down the happy a little bit because we're delivering bad news. We need you to have the face to go with the bad news.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
My goodness.
But it's not like I did it on purpose. I just smile a lot now. You know, it's just
oh my goodness.
Natural. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
lots of overwhelming emotions that were all over the place. It was shocking and unreal. It felt like a dream that was determined to be a nightmare. I was going to wake up. It was just going to happen. And I never did. So I'm like, I'm good. I'm good with my new teeth.
Yeah.
Robert, what about you?
When I first looked at mine, of course, I kind of like to be funny, you know, a lot. And I looked at him. I said, well, that don't look like the mock-up picture you showed me.
Oh, my goodness.
But I was just being funny, right? But no, I was very impressed. It was, you know, it was kind of a shock, actually, because I never seen nothing like before, you know. I see people like that, not me, you know.
Yeah.
So it was very, very humbling, to say the least. It was humbling. Still, best thing I ever done. I'd do it again, but I would do it earlier.
I love that. Gosh, when I got to turn that mirror around, pure giddiness. It was like, and I started laughing. I couldn't, it was like, yeah, pure shock. I'd never seen my teeth so white and so many of them. I had never remembered seeing so many teeth in my mouth. And so when I turned that around, it was like, and I turned it back around and I was laughing. I was so happy. And I looked at everybody. I was like, is it real? And then I turned it back around. And was like, it's real. It's real. For the first time in 30 years.
Yeah, the emotion. I think we can all agree that the emotion behind, you know, this process, you're going the variety of emotions from the time you get the news to the time you research to the time you find your solution, going into the actual process of surgery day and all that good stuff to the day where you do get your implants, right? Your new chompers delivered. It's a very overwhelming journey, you know, that really, I guess it's not all roses. I will say that it's not all roses because you still deal with a lot of the social stigma that you think you're going to have. You deal with the loss of the teeth. You deal with a lot of like the, I'm not going to say negative, but kind of like negative that comes with it. You know, there's a lot of behind the scenes that takes place, a lot of tears, to Leslie's point. You know, there were days that just nonstop crying, both of joy and sadness, you know, because you're mourning the loss of your teeth. You know, for those of us that did have our teeth, it's one of those, am I going to regret this decision? What am I doing? And then at the last second, you're like, I'm going to back out. You're, no, I'm not going to. Yeah, no, I'm not. Nope, you've got this. You know, so the wide variety of emotions that you really go through, that you're swimming through, is a beautiful thing, because by the time you do get your teeth, right, you have a whole new face. You have a whole new personality almost.
Yeah.
Because now you're smiling all the time. You're in those pictures. You're bubbly. You're not thinking about, I got to hide my smile or I can't let them see me. You know, so it's almost like you're mourning the last chapter of who you were.
Yeah.
Because now you're blossoming into who you're supposed to be.
Wow. How do you?
Anytime you go through anything in life, you essentially blossom, and that blossoming process can be challenging, but ultimately worth it.
If anybody ever says, what did you get out of the implants that you did not expect? And mine would be the social aspect of it.
Mine would be confidence.
Yeah.
My confidence. Now I can, when I have conversations with people, I'm not guarded. And I can look people in the eye, and I can have my own expressions instead of saying, don't smoke. Oh, yeah. You know, now I can go, and I'm not afraid. Now I can go, and I, you know, look at my bottom teeth because I got them now.
Now for You Ask, They Answer. We'll have our guest address specific questions you have about today's topic straight from our Nuvia Smile Maker Facebook page. Ryan said, so I have a question. Can anyone point me in the direction of how to make this affordable? Can you guys tell me how you did it?
Nuvia has plenty of, when you go in for your consultation and they show you the price, they also show you the breakdown of all kinds of different payment options. And the range is from small payments to large payments, depending on the amount of time that you want to process the loan. So there is financing available that they will show you.
And did you do anything in particular, Robert, to change anything about what you were doing?
Yeah, I used to be a heavy smoker, and I quit smoking. And if you do the math, 2 packs a day, $10 a pack, you know, that's a lot of money. I'm actually saving money by quitting smoking and still paying for my implants at the same time. So it's just there's things you can do in your life that you don't realize until you get to thinking about it, budgeting and looking what you got going on and what can you do without. Well, mine was smoking. So I save a lot of money and I'm able to afford the implants because of it.
I agree with Robert. I think the budgeting is a big deal. I think there's a lot of hidden money in our daily spending and monthly spending that we may not realize we have. If we have to refinance, so we did refinance one car, which brought down the payment by a couple hundred. If there's a will, there's a way, and there's a way to get it done, whether you have to pull in resources. If you know anyone who's in finance, they can help you with it. There's all sorts of different ways that you can go about getting to your goal of being able to make that payment every month. But I mean, if you think about it, a lot of us, including myself, you know, I purchased a brand new truck and that truck payment was more than what I pay for the full mouth restoration. So I guess it's really dependent on how badly do you feel your life would be like better. How much benefit can you get from getting the implants long term? Is that worth it to spend the money to get that quality of life improvement?
Oh, I agree with Robert and V, 1,000,000%. If because there's always been a bill when it has been for dealing with my teeth, there's always been a bill, and you have to pay that off before you go back. So when I decided on Nuvia and I talked to my husband, we sat down together and he's the one that does the finances. And so we treated it like it's a bill. We got to find room. We got to make certain allowances for this and certain allowances for that. And we cut over here. But at the end of the day when this big bill is paid off, there's no more big bills coming in dental-wise. And so that is a huge benefit to look forward to the end. And it's worth it. It's 1,000,000 times worth it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I completely agree. If you need your teeth or want your arches, there will be a way for you to find it.
A lot of times when I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking about, okay, this was an investment in my health, my future, and my life. An infection that spreads to the brain will kill you. Is this risk really something that'll keep me from saving myself? You know, essentially that's what it was, because I had infections that were hidden. I didn't know I had the infections until they showed me the x-ray. And then they showed all the infection that was there. And then all I could think was, oh, I didn't even know they didn't hurt. So if that had spread to my brain, I wouldn't be here. You know, this is a very serious thing. I know we're all laughing and smiling, but in very reality, I don't know how to say this. The very real aspect is your teeth not being where they're supposed to be could kill you. You know, and is it, I'm going to get emotional. Is this bill essentially the trade-off? I won't be here for my girls. We won't be here to watch them graduate. I won't be here to be here for them if I don't care about myself. So right. I chose my future, my health, and being here over the bill, because honestly, money's money, whatever, who cares? My health, my presence, my being here, whether I'm in the pictures or not, that's more important to me than this bill that I may or may not struggle to pay every month, you know?
Yeah, that's very, very real.
Yeah.
Yep. And to look at it as not as an expense, as an investment.
That's right.
You know, because you are investing not in just, you know, being able to chew or smile, but you're investing in your health.
Your health.
Yep. And your happiness.
Yep. And those around you, being here for them. And, you know, it's a ripple out effect, you know. And again, one of those things you don't realize until after you're done is when your girls or whoever in your life that cares about you tells you, I'm really, really happy you're happy. I'm really happy you're okay. Happy it doesn't hurt you anymore. I'm happy you can eat this with me. You know, my niece and I, we went to the store and we bought 16 pints of ice cream, just so you're aware.
We bought 16 different pints of ice cream. We blew through this ice cream because I can, right? I finally can enjoy it with her. You know, we took two spoons.
As you should.
We just went crazy with it, you know, and it's one of those memories that I'll have to cherish with her that she'll be able to cherish too, because we didn't care about calories. We didn't care about sugar content. We didn't care about anything macros related. We just cared about, we have ice cream. You know, and that was I guess that was when I came out of the anesthesia and all that craziness, you know, that's because we were allowed to eat it. Let's go.
I'll just say I'm very, very glad that each of you, you know, decided to make that step for yourselves. Like, that's brave to make a decision like that, and that you're all here now. I'm just very happy to see that you guys are happy. So thank you for being so vulnerable with all of your answers.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Okay, we have two more questions. This one is from Liz. Liz said, I have my consultation next week. I'm a bit nervous and anxious, but excited as well. Was it worth it for you all? And I know we just touched on the subject of, you know, was it worth it? But maybe what advice would you give to somebody coming in who is a little bit fearful of the process they're about to go through?
I would say don't be scared. We were all fearful in some way. But once you arrive at Nubia, the way they treat you, it's like your family. I mean, it's not like going to the dentist. I would say go do your consultation, hear what they got to say and what they can do for you, and I promise you, you'll be happy at the end.
I agree. I would say trust the Nubia way. Go in for your consultation with all of your questions. They will answer them for you. They will give you your options. And from there, you can make your decision. And after you've made your decision, trust the Nubia way, because they have your best interest in their hearts.
I'd agree. I'd agree with both of what they said. I think I don't know if it's a matter of courage or bravery, but it's a matter of how important is it to you, number one. And number two, you know, it's not going to cost you anything to do the consultation. It's going to cost you a little bit of time, but it gives you an option that maybe you didn't have before. So I would say, at the very least, you're worth going in for the consultation to find out whether or not this could improve your life. And if it can, then at least now you have an extra tool in your tool belt. If you go through with it or not is up to you, but at the end of the day, you're going in with more than one option.
Yep.
That's great advice. Deanna said, I really hate my dentures because I can't feel the top part of my mouth, and all the videos make me want to cry because I know this would be so much better, but I'm also scared to do it. I need help. I need this procedure. I hope I qualify for it. So this person's, you know, scared if this is something they're going to qualify for. They're nervous. They're anxious. What would you tell them?
I would say, number one, you feel completely normal because that is a normal feeling to have. But the beautiful thing about Nubia is they have a 60-second quiz that if you click the link below this description and take it, you can find out if you may be a candidate and then go in for your consultation where you'll find out your options.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.